Thank you. Good evening and welcome to DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, all that kind of stuff. That whole kind of very hard to identify genre of music and tunes and information as well. Later in the show I'll be bringing you, along with the selection of tunes I normally bring you, I'll be bringing you stuff like information about gig and club nights and new releases of music and things like that. Opening the show, we had the XPQ21 with the track A Gothic Novel, which, to be honest, is a fantastic track. It's one of their older ones. I was inspired to play that because I saw them last weekend at the Corporation in Sheffield. Now, as always, XPQ21 put on a fantastic show, and they did again this time. What completely threw me was the fact that the venue itself was quite small. It seems the Corporation have two rooms, a large room for bigger bands and a small room for smaller bands, and they put XPQ21 in the smaller room, which completely shocked me. I'd seen the likes of Assemblage 23 and Icon of Coil play the main room, so I was just completely thrown by them being in the small room, but there did seem to be not much of a turnout. One of my favourite bands, I've got to say, are XPQ21, so why there was not much of a turnout, I have no idea, but they will continue to get played on this show many, many times, they always make enjoyable stuff, and I'll always let you know when they're playing the area. So there you go, an odd, quiet gig, but nonetheless very fun and enjoyable, as they always are. So I'm just going to carry on with the tunes tonight, I think. We have plenty of interesting stuff coming up. It's going to be a bit of a mixed bag tonight, because I've just thrown some interesting CDs in my bag and wandered down to the studio. So it'll be interesting to see what we come out with, but I'm going to carry on now with a fantastic track that I hear club-wise quite a lot, and it's a very good dance floor track. It's Ladytron with Destroy Everything You Touch.
Everything you touch, you don't feel.
Thank you.
You are listening to Attack Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the utterly fantastic Trauma Pet with a remix of Controlled Hysteria. That's the Seas Animal remix. And I'm not quite sure when that's coming out. I've had a look around and I believe that... I've no idea. It's just a remix that's been made so far and hopefully will come out at some point in the future. Trauma Pet, of course, played Whitby this last weekend, of which was, I've honestly no idea, I didn't actually get there myself, but bands like Trauma Pet and SPQ21 showing it's a good festival for the lineup of music. And before Trauma Pet, of course, we had the Ladytron with the fantastic Destroy Everything You Touch, a great club hit, a couple of really good club tracks there, I thought, actually. Anyway, I'm going to continue on with, as always, I try and bring you the... information about club nights and gigs and stuff like that going on in the area, or stuff that's worthy of note, maybe a bit further away. And tonight is no change to that. We have, coming up in the area, we have, of course, tomorrow night on Friday the 10th of November, the Friday Flock Live at the Mixington in Leeds. Now, this is a gig plus club night, so you have Voices of Masada and Rome Burns as the bands. The doors 8:30, bands are on at 9 p.m. After that, you get the Friday Flock DJs until 2 a.m. £3.50 on the door, that's an absolute bargain for bands like that and a club night, so you can't really argue. So if you're getting yourself out, go down and see some live music and a bit of a club night afterwards. So that, more information on that is www.fridayflock.net/live. And on Saturday, it's worthy of note, recurring stuff, we have as a recurring Saturday afternoon thing, we have the Pub Culture at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, the Pub Culture is kind of afternoon drinks with some quiet music on in the background, so you can chat. There's stalls selling comics and clothes and stuff like that. It's free in, so if you fancy an escape from the shopping crowds in Leeds, it's always a good thing to get yourself along to, hide and listen to some gothy electronic or alternative music, whatever the stuff they're playing down there. And that's free in, that's worth mentioning. So that's more information at www.thesubculture.co.uk. Also at the Subculture, the following night, on the Sunday the 12th, we have Amphetamine Logic at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, they have a cycling Sunday night, so it's worthy of note that that is the Amphetamine Logic night. And that... the stuff you get there will be classic goth and other stuff. I think it's all good stuff. I haven't got myself down to that one personally, but it should be interesting. Doors 7:30 till 11:30, £2 on the door. More information at www.thesubculture.co.uk. Also worthy of note, on a Sunday we have Sunday Goth Social. Now that's happening at the Cellar Bar at the George in Leeds, so it's a kind of a goth social night. You know the music's quiet enough to talk over, but loud enough to have a bit of a dance should you need it, should you want it. It's an L-shaped venue, so the dancing noisy stuff's around the corner and you can sit down and have a quiet natter with friends at the other half. It's hard to explain, but it'll make all sense when you get there. 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. More information about that at www.sheepish.net/social. And the following weekend we have interesting stuff. We have the Wendy House. This is a massive night, massive night. If you haven't heard of it, get yourself along to it. It's two huge rooms of goth. We have the main room, which is kind of goth, 80s cheese, alternative rock. The Mutate Room is kind of hard dancing electronic stuff. So you've got two rooms, you can wander between the two. It's only £5 on the door. It runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. And more information is available at www.thewendyhouse.org. Massive night, loads of people travel to get to that one, so if you haven't checked it out before, get yourself down. Also on Saturday the 18th of November, we have an interesting band. Now, this is a little further away than I normally mention, but it's kind of interesting, so I'm going to have a natter about it. It's the Vile Evils. Now, the Vile Evils are three members of Pop Will Eat Itself. Now, it seemed for a while that Pop Will Eat Itself were reforming, and they did the Reformation Tour a couple of years back. And since then, they've been working on new material, but unfortunately, a couple of the members, Clinton and Rich, couldn't actually devote enough time to the live Reformation. So they've kind of reformed, and the new material is being played by the Vile Evils, which is the other three members. And They're doing a little mini tour at the moment, so the Vile Evils are playing Fibbers in York. Now, Fibbers is a tiny venue, from what I've been told. I'll discover more when I get there, but a tiny venue, and tickets are only about £10, I believe, probably plus a booking fee. And more information about getting tickets for that kind of stuff is at www.puenation.co.uk. I've heard rumours that they've some of the small gigs on the tour so far, they've played a mixture of some of the old classic poppy songs and some new stuff, so it'll be interesting to see what we get when they get round to Fibbers in York, but we'll have to see. So there you go, you've got a choice for that Saturday, and if you're brave, you might be able to try and get both and get yourself over to York, then fly over to the Wendy House and catch the last few hours. It could be interesting, it might be possible. Worthy of note as well, and I'll normally try and give you information about stuff coming up for the next fortnight or so, but worthy of note is an interesting little mini festival that's being put together, and more and information about this has just kind of crept through the door in the last couple of weeks. So it's called Woolstock, and it's a goth weekend thing, two nights of bands and one night of clubbing. We have on the first day, on Friday the 8th of December, bands at the Mixington. So you've got the Ghost of Lamora, Zombina and the Skeletones, The Way of All Flesh and Lesbian Deathbed. The following night, at day two of it, on the 9th, Saturday the 9th, you have bands at Joe's as well. So that's Incubus, Succubus, NFD, The Spares and Rhombus. All fantastic bands as well. And on the Sunday the 10th, you have the Woolly Logic Club Night. Now, make of that what you will. I've no idea. There's no real information further than that. I think it's kind of still forming, as it were, in the creator's mind. So we'll have to see what information comes out about that. But that's a good little thing. All stuff happening in Leeds, easily to get to. And some really good bands there, and a club night. Just to, you know, a nice weekend when it's all chilly in December, you can get yourself down to Woolstock. More information about that will creep out, no doubt, over the next few weeks. But the website for going and checking yourself is www.woolstock.co.uk. There you go. I've been nattering for ages now. There's lots going on in the area. It's well worth just getting yourself out to club nights and gigs and stuff like that. There's always stuff to do, and these bands are pretty active. Everyone's playing everywhere, so it's well worth checking stuff out if you like that kind of thing. But that's not all. Not what you're listening for, really, is it? Well, it's part of it. The other part is the live, not the live, the music I play. So I'm going to carry on with the tunes. This is a track from an album that's been I've been playing myself personally a lot. It's been stuck in my CD player pretty much ever since it came out. This is a pop team of Berserk, and it's You and Me Against the World album, their latest album. And for some reason, it's just grown on me so much. It's well worth playing tracks off it. So I thought I'd creep one in. So this is Love to Blame. We've got right, we've been straight, and ended up far out.
thought I should see like her lips and touch her feather.
Thank you.
That was absolutely fantastic. I loved playing that. That was the Pixies with Monkey Gone to Heaven. Fantastic old track there from what is possibly one of the most influential bands, I think, in kind of rock alternative history of the last 10-15 years. And before that, we had Bauhaus with The Passion of Lovers. Now, Bauhaus, very, very goth, very, very influential in the whole goth thing over the last 20 or so years. So a fantastic two or three tracks there. And of course, before that, we had Pop Tigma Berserk with Love to Blame. So two really old tracks, and then a particularly recently new track. But I think the new track is going to be one that's going to be there and last in the same way that the other two have. And I was particularly inspired to choose that Pixies track because earlier this week I got myself to Leeds Film Festival to see the film Loud, Quiet, Loud, of which was basically the history, or well, a history. It was more of a documentary movie based around the reunion tour of the Pixies a couple of years back, and it was absolutely fantastic. It was a real enlightening view into how the band really worked together, and to be honest, it was very enlightening how they didn't seem to interact much at all. It was all in the past. All the music that they'd made and all the creating had been done. And they were simply just trying to get along enough, because it seems the breakup had been so significant that they really weren't friends anymore. They were just in a room being musicians. So it was absolutely fantastic to see how they got through a worldwide tour, including all the stresses that the band had. So it was all fantastic stuff, and I'd highly recommend getting to see Loud, Quiet, Loud if you are a fan of the Pixies, or at least just curious how a band that have been labelled as being so significant have kind of been affected themselves. So there you go, that's well worth recommending to yourselves. I've no idea when that'll become out on release or whatever. Just keep googling for it and having a look around and having a look in stores. You may find it gets released in a year or two time. Okay, and as usual, I think I'm going to run down some new releases. It's worthy letting you know of interesting stuff coming along and coming out, and stuff just generally worthy of a note that I'm trying to keep track on. Now, we have Apop, who we played just a few minutes ago. Now, they're releasing a compilation album of covers they've done. Now, anyone who's bought an Apop album will know that they've sneaked in crafty little covers of other people's tracks here, there and everywhere, and they get around, but I'd no idea they'd done about 15 covers in all, and even though I do buy quite a few A-pop albums and singles and things like that, I've got nowhere near the quantity of covers that are being released on this album. Now, this is coming out on the 1st of December, and it's called Sonic Diary. It looks like it's well worth getting hold of. Certainly if you're a fan of covers, certainly covers that are not done in the exact style of the original. So this has got covers of Marilyn Manson, Metallica, OMD and The Cure, even Kim Wilde, that you'll know the track off the latest album is one of the tracks off the latest album is a Kim Wilde cover. So all very good stuff. I've got a dangerous feeling that I may be getting my hands on that myself, because it looks absolutely fantastic and just one of the things that's nice to round off a collection. A good purchase for any A-pop fan out there. And also worthy of note is the Advanced Electronics Compilation Volume 5 is coming out on the 1st of December. Now, this is three CDs of mixes of tracks from artists both well-known and fairly up-and-coming and not so well-known. So you have artists such as Covenant, Front 242, Mesh, Suicide Commando, Client, Instinct Confidence, all those people. There's mixes of their tracks on there. Some of the tracks are, tracks that you've heard before and it's just a new mix, and some are new tracks by these artists, and there's a lot of kind of upcoming artists that you may not have really heard much by. I think two worthy of note are certainly Fade Ahead and Obscenity Trial, which I've played on this show a few times before because absolutely top stuff, to be honest. So there are two upcoming releases coming out at the start of December, well worth keeping your eye out for. And also, worthy of note, is Seabound. Now, Seabound, I've been mumbling about this for a good few weeks now. They have finally released a new album. Now, Seabound seem to be highly acclaimed by everyone I talk to. They just think that there's a lot of quality in their tunes, and I've got to agree with them, to be honest. I'm a big Seabound fan myself. So their latest album's come out. I'm going to have to play a track off it. Their album's called Double Crosser, and this is the first track off their new album, and it's called Scorch the Ground.
I am the crack of your voice. I feel the fading night, and the city's enveloped in a cold blue light. Where a conflict of the TV screen keeps me down, if you know what I mean. Now nothing to do here on a Saturday night. Sit here praying for the morning light. Time rolls on as you realize that there's no control if you open your eyes. No. Things are naked inside. It's getting warm from the neon light. My eyes in the street and it's not quite right. I'm just talking to me. Now nothing to do here on a Saturday night. Sit here praying for the morning light. Contaminated and reconvene. Not quite right if you know what I mean. Now sirens wail in the fading light. That's the city's enveloped in a cold blue light. Reconfigure the TV screen. Keeps me down if you know what I mean. Now nothing to do here on a Saturday night.
Thank you.
Okay, you are listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard that Remove with I'm Over Again, off the album Uppercut, which are just... No, you didn't. That's something that's on my list for stuff later in the show, unfortunately. What you heard there, I'll give you the actual correct listing. What you heard there was Kinetic with Toxic, and that's off the latest album, Cube Music, which, again, is certainly a highlight and certainly worth letting yourself have a listen to. If you like that kind of electronic-y, synth-poppy stuff, go and get yourself have a listen to Kinetic's latest album, Cube Music. I'll be playing more of that in future shows, no doubt, because it is rather good. And before that, we had Stromkern with Feed the Machine, and that's off the latest release, which is the Reminders CD single. And before that, we had Seabound with Scorch the Ground off their latest album, Double Crosser. As I was saying earlier, really good stuff, well worth listening to, and more of that stuff will be coming on in future shows. Now, as always, I seem to be running short on time, so I'm just going to carry on with the tunes. I do apologise because I seem to be slightly confused here, but as I said earlier, that wasn't Remove by... I'm Over Again by Remove. This is, in fact, I'm Over Again by Remove, hopefully, if I play the right CD. been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. I hope you've enjoyed everything. You heard their remove with I'm Over Again, and I'm going to leave you tonight with another new track by a band called Ran, and this is a track called Oxygen. See you then,